Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is Darren Daly, and I'm now joined by Lionel Ward from Brendan Books, the legendary Lionel Ward, who has loads to do in and around town where it concerns literacy and Lamp Magazine and Brendan Books, obviously, in Bath Place. Lionel, welcome back to Tone FM. Lovely to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you too.
How's things? All right?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yeah.
Good. Right. The Literary Festival, which is on Friday.
It's Friday, the 7th of November, yeah.
Tell me about the Literary Festival.
Well, it's the fourth year of the Literary Festival. It's getting bigger and better each year, I think. We've got 30 events over... No, we've got 40 events over 3 weeks, including some very good household names, like David Mitchell. In fact, we've got two David Mitchells, mm-hmm. which is causing a lot of amusement. And we've got people across the whole gamut of literature, history, biography...
The whole gamut. What a
science.
Great phrase.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, that's really good. Now, for somebody who is listening now and thinking literature, I'm not quite sure, but they love reading and
substitute
stuff like that.
Book and general interest and you're okay.
Right.
Because we've got comedy, you know, we've got...
Because literature does cover a wide range, doesn't
it? Well, that's right. Somebody said, I see you've departed into doing a comedy festival because you've got David Mitchell, the comedian. But I said, no, he wrote a book. That's why we've got him. And he writes and everybody thinks he's a stand-up comic and he's never done stand-up in his life. So
he's doing more TV sketch stuff, isn't he?
He does a lot of TV sketch stuff. But the reason he's here is because he writes in The Observer some very interesting pieces, and that's what it's all about. And it's going to be a question and answer session. So if you're coming along, and there are still a few tickets left, not many, and that's happening on Monday the 10th at lunchtime, 12:30. If you're coming along, make sure you come armed with a question.
Okay, and whereabouts is this, whereabouts it happening?
Please don't ask, where's Victoria? Because I've had that so many times from certain sort of men with a certain Somerset leer. I think we're going to actually ban that question.
Ban it. Make sure you say that at the beginning. Right, so that's lunchtime on the Monday the 10th. Yeah. Whereabouts?
It's in St James's Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Okay. Now, what else does the festival offer then?
What else does it offer? It offers an awful lot. There is a lot of local author interest this year as well.
Well, that's good.
The festival actually ends with a sort of a local icon. That's John Meikle.
Okay. John Meikle.
Yes. Now, I was going to be rude and say he's been around 100 years, but in fact, he's 90. He's local councillor.
And if that John Meikle,
yes. You must know him.
Yes.
And
his name was rattling around in my head like a pinball. And I thought, it's the councillor, isn't it?
And he said to me, it was his suggestion, he said, I better do it now because I'm 90, so you better have me this year. And I'd be very happy to do a personal history of Taunton. So there isn't actually a book with this, but it'll be a very interesting evening because I don't know anybody else in Taunton that knows so much about the Taunton.
I think we should get John in to do some stuff on the radio as well.
Well, I was wondering, and I was going to ask you this off air, but I'll ask you on air, whether we ought to get it recorded at the time.
Yeah, just trying to think.
Because I think we should have it for posterity.
No,
really.
I think it would it would be definitely worth recording. Yeah. In some manner.
Yeah.
But I think it would be very interesting to get him in to come, as you are now, and sit down there in front of the microphone and talk about things. We can make a nice little series.
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, I'm going to give you the job of producing that series.
Thank you.
That's all right, my friend. That's all right, my friend.
Yeah.
Tell me, based in your background and working within the world of books and stuff, and how difficult is the battle against computer technology for you these days? Has it actually gone in your favour?
No, I don't think it has gone in our favour. The honest answer is I've been a bookseller for 25 years, and the most difficult years have been the last five or six, you know, in terms of economics of bookselling. And the reason is definitely the rise of online bookselling. Mm. There's no doubt about it. And we've had the rise of e-books, or the dreaded Kindle. But I prefer to use e-books because that's the correct generic term. But you know, it's a bit of a mixed bag, really. I mean, we've got an online website. We've had one for ages. You can order books online from us. Most people choose not to. You know, they come into the shop to order books or give us a ring.
I think traditional book lovers like to go in, they like to feel the book and open it
absolutely.
Up and you know, actually have something there.
But the thing is, we have to be realistic about it. And with the rise of e-books, I think there's a place for e-books. I really do, because it is so difficult to get published. And one really big growth area recently has been self-publishing. Mm. You know, it's really exploded. And you'll see in our list at the festival, actually, two or three self-published authors. And the way I'd like to see email books used is to democratise the market. Because it's so difficult to get past those gatekeepers. To go to a, let's say, a proper publisher in inverted commas, you have to get an agent, really. And they tend to go on what's the latest trend. So there's some very good books out there that don't get published. But if you can get them an email book published very cheaply, you know, you can get it out there and people can vote for it. And then you can go to a publisher and say, look, look how many they've brought. Put me into print, which I still think is the ultimate. You know, the
because of online, because of social media and because of blogs and stuff, there's some really interesting books that are coming into the forefront based on people's real-life stories.
Yeah.
Blogs are a really good example for, for this, aren't they?
Yeah, and they can start out as a blog. One recent example, which isn't an autobiography, but it was about language, is a language book we had recently called Etymologically, or something like that, which was all about the different uses of words.
If you can't say it, there's no point in me even attempting to say it.
He started a blog, and then he had a bestseller on his hands a bit later because people picked up on it, and someone, Faber, said, oh, this ought to be a book, and it's done extremely well.
How are you going to change things at the shop then to sort of combat the electronics things? Are you going to go down that route eventually, or are you just going to stay, nope, that's it, feet in the ground?
Well, I think we're very committed to the printed word, really.
What a great phrase that is.
Yeah,
we are. The printed word. Committed to the printed word.
I am committed.
That's great.
I'll be in my coffin, I'll be holding a book, you know. But what we do is half of our stock now is second-hand books. And in fact, we've become a community interest company in the last year, which means we're a not-for-profit company, just like you.
Yeah.
You know, so any profits have to go somewhere into the community. And in our case, it's the Taunton Literary Festival and associated sort of projects. And so we get lots of great book donations, which really helps us, obviously. But people can see, because as you know, it has to be transparent, they can see where it's going to help the community in terms of the Literary Festival and things like the Lamp magazine, which we publish as well.
I was going to say, let's talk about Lamp magazine and what it's about, what it entails, how often it comes out. It's a nice free edition with stuff that's going on locally as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's published every 2 months, and it's now been going over 2 years, and I think it's really starting to get itself established now. And it's not just about us. It covers all the arts in Taunton and West Somerset, Ilminster, Bridgewater, this area of Somerset. And, you know, we print 20,000 copies. 11,000 go through doors in letterboxes in and around Taunton, and the rest are distributed by a great bunch of friendly volunteers that take them all up into Minehead and Ilminster and Bridgewater and beyond. And, you know, it's the place to go to look for what's on.
And it's it just goes to show as well how much art is actually going on in and around Taunton.
Yes, I think, in fact, that's the reason we started it.
And it highlights the different areas of art, because when you talk about art, if you're not into that kind of thing, you instantly think paintings. But, you know, art covers, as we've already discussed, such a wide range.
Yeah, there's an awful lot going on in Taunton that people don't know about. The reason I started the magazine, or one of the reasons, was that I couldn't get my own events anywhere.
Yeah.
I started that. But then I realised there are all sorts of other events going on, especially loads of music, you know, going on in and around Taunton in little churches and things that people didn't really know about, unless you were one of the initiated.
Yeah.
And now we have this handy calendar of events, and it's got what's going on the same day. Can't promise absolutely everything is in there, but we try and get it in there. And if it's art-related and your stuff isn't in there, just send us an email to the Lamp magazine.
Search it out as well.
Yeah.
Listen, it's good to see you again, Lionel. Thanks very much for popping in. Just a quick recap then on the Literary Festival. It's on for 3 weeks.
3 weeks from the 7th of November.
Which is this Friday.
To the 29th of November. I think there's actually 42 events. Across a wide range of subjects. One or two tickets are sold out or starting to sell out, so book now to avoid disappointment. And this is how you book. Brendan books 01823 337742. Come into the Brendan Books bookshop in Bath Place or go onto the internet, www.tauntonliterarifestival.net.
There you go. Brilliant. Lionel, thanks very much for coming in to see us again. Good luck with the festival. And please, during the course of the next 3 weeks, feel free to come on down and just talk about what's going on at the festival.
Yeah, we'll see if we get one or two authors coming.
Yeah, no, absolutely. More than happy.
Fantastic.
My guest, Lionel Ward from Brendan Books. Yeah.